All right, so Steve, during our last segment, we told you that you're really trending on Twitter and the Shade Room because they found an old interview you did saying that men and women can't be friends. And you were saying you stand by what you said. You don't believe that men and women can't be friends if they're in relationships with other people.
Look, there are these kind of people and there are that kind of people. If you want to take the position that you can be friends, then go ahead. Give it a try. But I am saying, if you are in a valid relationship, those friendships are hard to maintain, and those friendships will interfere with your committed relationship. Mm-hmm. They almost always do. They almost always
do. You have it for instance?
How many strawberry letters do we get?
Yeah.
How many times? How many people do I know? Where, see, because, listen to me. In order to build and maintain a friendship, it takes time. Yeah. Any time that pulls away from your committed relationship is going to be considered by your partner time that could be devoted to them or your kids. And so if you are pulling time away from your partner and your children to maintain this relationship with this other person, it's going to create a problem. Now, if you couples and y'all got friendships among each other, okay, cool. But it's very hard, man, if you are in a relationship to have a friendship and it's not a couple's thing. It's a gray area. And that's just me.
That's
you
your
have
opinion.
Every
yeah.
right to feel like you can be buddies to the moon come off, turn off. Fine. You know, see the thing about social media is they do things to create the controversy. I didn't say it to create controversy. I said it to give my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you have every right.
You're entitled to that, right?
Yeah, but see, I don't want to be trending and be everybody's damn whipping boy because you don't think like I think. Have your friends. Now, when you have your problem.
You just got on your nerves.
No, really. Have your friends. Now, when something go wrong in your relationship, because one of the friends, because I'm going to say something about women. If your girl knows you have a friendship with another woman, what woman ain't going to have a little curiosity about that friendship? Who that?
Yeah.
Where this woman at? Because I ain't met her yet. She ain't on this show.
Yeah.
My husband ain't got no female friends. You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the couples.
All right, baby, take it easy.
I hear what you're saying. Who you talking to? You talking to
my
your wife? Your friend?
My wife walking.
Great debate. So coming up at 34 minutes after
debate.
The hour. Right. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so last segment, you know, we've been talking about this. We said it earlier. Steve, you were trending yesterday on Shade Room and Twitter. Old interview resurfaced about you talking about men and women can't be friends. They can't be in a platonic relationship. And, you know, we were talking about it off air. So this is really the great debate. You know, we always talk about this. So you have more you want to say about this?
Well, you know, look, I mean, like I always say, see, people... First of all, let's get this whole thing in context.
Okay.
If you are in a relationship, having a friendship with a member of the opposite sex, it's going to be hard to maintain that friendship because it will take away time from your committed relationship and your family. That's number two. But let's just say you're single and you have a female friend. Okay, that's cool. Okay. But now that changes... The moment you are attracted to her.
Meaning, if you're a man, you're single and you have a female friend. Okay.
Man, let me tell you something. I don't care what these men on Twitter talking about. I don't give a damn what they say. You can get on here and try to act all brand new like you cosmopolitan and you metro and all this. Here. Dog, at the end of the day, you a man.
You're
saying and you know good and hell well what I'm saying to you is real.
At some point.
If you sitting up there and that conversation start turning, partner, and you see an opening, how long you think y'all going to be friends? Y'all going to be friends with benefits. And it's not making women sexual. It's just I want you to be aware of how we are as men and how we think.
And we get y'all, those letters all the time. It just happened. It just happened.
And yeah. y'all can, look, man, you don't have to
one
agree
thing
with
led
me.
To another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's what I say to everybody on Twitter and everybody on the Shade Room. You can disagree with Uncle Steve. That's absolutely fine. You are perfectly well. And you can think I'm old-fashioned. I probably am. But I can't have female friends in my relationship. My wife can't have male friends in our relationship. Now, if you think you can run it another way, then go ahead and run it. But when you get through, cut on the housewife shows, cut on all these love and hip-hop, Miami, New York, and just watch. And see how long it lasts. Go, just tune into the reunions. You ain't even got to watch your whole show. All what I'm saying is on all these shows, you can watch Ready for Love, Ready to Love. You going to get to what I'm telling you. Now, if you want to disagree, that's perfectly fine. But ladies, let me just slide a little something to you. I've been a man long ass time. All my friends are men. All of them. Mm-hmm. I know.
Did you just suck your teeth?
Yeah, he sucked both teeth. And that wasn't just
one. And then the label of friendship. So if people are listening, they could say, well, aren't you friends with Carla and Shirley? Aren't you friends with them?
Yes.
And of course we are.
But we are work friends. Mm-hmm. And we have a work relationship. And we become more than friends. We are almost family.
Family. Right.
I can call Shirley because I'm going to call her about work. Carla calls us about work all the time. My wife know that.
Yep. Right.
Now, some other girl that work at iHeartRadio or something that ain't in this. When she call, if she call, what she
all
want?
All the time.
Yeah. Man.
What she want.
All of a sudden.
She was just telling me how she enjoyed the show. What? We was just talking about the show. Why you got to talk to her about the show? Because your girl going to get suspicious.
And what
your guy going to get suspicious.
In relationships like that, you don't leave room for error. You know, like you say, once that door is open, you leave an opportunity or a chance that someone may walk in and, you know, get it cracking. If that's, you know, what's in their mind, so. Yeah.
Who is this Ebony Love calling you from Chicago on WWJJ? Who is that calling?
See that? B-103.
Yeah. Hey,
B-103.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna go well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve, you know,
I'm
like
in
you
Africa.
Say.
What is I'm trending for over there?
Coming up next, the nephew is here with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.